From beautiful Orlando, Florida, it's blindbargains.com coverage of ATIA 2019, brought to you by AFB Access World. For the latest news and accessibility information on mainstream and access technology, Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Amazon offerings, access technology book reviews and mobile apps, and how they can enhance entertainment, education, and employment, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's free monthly online technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
ATIA 2019, I found Kyle Sisk. He's the Information Systems Manager for the Describe, Caption, and Media Content. Hey, if you are an eligible person, you might be able to watch a whole bunch of really cool kids, children's, and educational television programs for free. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So I know I kind of just blew some of your news there, but
go ahead. That's great.
Tell us about the DCMP.
So the Describe and Caption Media Program, we have been around for a while, since 1958, believe it or not. Back then, they mailed out 16-millimeter films with captioning.
Really?
And, yeah, it's crazy. And then over the years, the program has evolved.
Went to, I hope so.
Yeah, a little. So to VHS, DVD, and then eventually to streaming. And so today, we have one of the largest libraries of accessible educational content in the world.
So I was looking up, there are a lot of different PBS series and other educational shows.
Yeah. So we license from a ton of different people. PBS, E&E History, independent producers, just all over the map, just all kinds of content. It's all captioned and then also described as well.
And most of the content is described, you said, and all of it is captioned?
Yeah, so all of it is captioned. Anything we did prior to 2006 doesn't have description yet. Actually, we've gone back and filled in some of those gaps. But any new content has description. There are thousands with description.
Okay, so you go to the website, you can search or browse or whatever. You do have to become a member. How does that work?
Yeah, so basically, we serve kids who are pre-K through 12th grade. And so if you're a parent, a teacher, a service professional that works with those students, you qualify. So a student that is that has some sensory disability, so deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deaf-blind, we serve them. So basically, any of those categories.
If you're a blind adult, well, I guess you'd have to either a blind kid or a sensory disabled kid or be working in the field.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
But that's how you would accomplish it. And it's a free program?
100% free. Yeah, we're funded by a Department of Education grant. And it's been free all these years.
Do you typically access it on the web? Actually, I noticed you had a Roku over there.
Yeah, so the website is a great place. It is responsive, so it works on computers or mobile devices. Works great on all of them. And also we have a native iOS app, so iPad, iPhone. Working on Android, and currently have a Roku channel, and we're working on TV, Apple TV, so tvOS.
What's the process like for applying, and how long does it take to get approved?
Oh, man, it's a really simple process. We just take basic demographic information. We don't need specific names of children that you're serving. If you're a parent, we just take your name, email address, and the age and type of disability. And that's pretty much it. So we're just kind of taking your word that we're serving a kid who needs our service.
And how often is new content added?
Okay, so we add 300 to 500 hours of content a year.
Wow.
So we're adding, literally, some days we're adding 20, 30 titles.
All depends on what you've described, because a lot of the content also airs other places, right? You were talking, like, for instance, Magic School Bus is on Netflix.
Yes. Matter of fact, funny story. Netflix actually contacted us and got our description. So the description on Netflix, we produced.
That's interesting, so they asked you for permission to provide that up there.
The tables turn, huh?
So they aren't necessarily always just describing their own stuff, they're just trying to track it down sometimes.
Sure, sure. Well, and, part of their requirement for new content is that a lot of it has to be described. And so they really are doing a good job of asking producers and distributors to provide them with description prior to them even launching.
Sure, why recreate it if it already exists and it's already done well?
Yeah.
Great. If people want to get more information or to sign up, what's the website?
It is dcmp.org.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargain's audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargain's audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2019.